Okay, so let's bring it all that joy and that love right into this vessel. Ah, how good that is. How beautiful it is. Why don't you place your right hand on your heart and your left one too, if you'd like, or you can put it on your belly and just sort of give yourself a hug. Feel the love inside of you, the love that's been recreated and reawakened here this weekend. And let yourself just have that as a wonderful gift to you. This is from you to you. You came here for this. You brought the love to this room. And you multiplied it. And you worked with it. And you enjoyed it. And you expanded it. So feel that expansion spreading from that beautiful place in your chest where your physical heart lives. And let your spiritual heart, your emotional heart, come into each breath. Give it space to expand. We don't know how big it can get. Let it go and see. Take another breath. Know that this weekend that you take with you will evolve, will expand in its own beautiful and perhaps surprising way. And you can come back to this moment and say, I'm so glad I was there. I deserve this. As the beautiful creator that I am. And as we prepare to receive the honoring from Kryon of the human and the human experience, allow yourself to feel the energy of the words as well as hear the words, because there's healing there and there's a great love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are gathered here for a class which is the teaching wheel, and this is the fifth channel of five. If you want to take a look at the spoke of the wheel, that is the study, it is called the mirror. When I gave you the original information, and we sat in what used to be Lemuria at the Big Island. I know that some were questioning what that meant. And now, as time goes forward and the teaching becomes more mature, you get the picture. As you gazed into the eyes of the other in the exercise we had, there were aha moments only for a small exercise. What did you gain for that? Let me ask you, was there energy produced when you did that? More than that, was there a connection when you did that? More than that. Could any of you actually see yourself in them, or them in you? Or maybe an alliance that said, we are both souls on a journey. Even more than that, perhaps there was love. One human being going through life to another going through life, you may never see each other again. This is what we speak of. When one human being naturally on this planet will act that way intuitively, where one person will think of another in another country and have not just empathy, but compassionate action for them, not feeling sorry for them, but feeling a connection for them, perhaps in the circumstances they're going through. Because they see in themselves that person And the mirror then is complete. You know, the mirror is a circle. Many years ago, we gave you an exercise. We said, we dare you to look in the mirror and open your eyes and look in your own eyes and say, I am God. I am magnificent. I am that I am. And many had trouble with this because this is not the way of the planet at the moment. There's not the respect even of you with you. And so the mirror becomes that which is a metaphor for oneness with all things, but especially the connections between human and human. If you're going to take something from these 2 days of study, if you're going to take anything, and you had to list what they were, why don't you start with this one and end with this one? And that would be compassion for each other. Compassion for walking the journey as you all have had to do. There are many cultures that do not have the aspects of yours. And their problems might be completely different. And yet emotionally, much the same. As you gaze upon the planet through the eyes of the news, perhaps, or your connection simply with the dirt of the earth, perhaps, can you become one with them so much that you can feel it? And that is the prime directive. If there had to be one, to the old soul on this earth, you mirror the Creator. And in that, there is the generation of energy of compassion, which then creates another energy beyond that, which goes beyond you. The exercise that was just accomplished, didn't you feel that it created an energy that was beyond that which you came with, perhaps? That then becomes the story that we tell. That as a compassionate old soul walking this planet, you create things. Imagine a bubble of maturity or joy around you because you've been through things and you've come through mature decisions and you stand tall and know who you are and you're mirroring God with every step. Imagine a bubble that's 8 meters wide, more than 20 feet. And as you walk, it goes with you. And as you walk into a room, perhaps of colleagues at work or people even that you don't know, perhaps even in a theater, that some of them might feel something and stop and actually look at you because of that bubble. The bubble is the Merkaba, but beyond that, it is your bubble of joy. It is the attitude of being one with all things that you carry around. You change society, dear ones, by being kind and compassionate. When you have a server come to you at a table in your culture, are they a server or are they part of your family? When you place an order with somebody who has had a bad day and they don't even want to look in your eye, can you have that connection with them? Because they're walking the same path you are. They have perhaps a different circumstance at that moment. You've had a bad day in the past. You know what it's like. Can you empathize to the degree that you can smile and bless them and give them a compassionate handshake, if you wish, even a hug that's metaphoric and metaphysical without them ever knowing it? And I'll tell you, they'll feel it. They'll feel it. They may even look up for a moment into your eyes, and there'll be a momentary connection where they say, who are you? Who could do that? And the answer is an old soul on this planet who is maturing in consciousness and caring an awareness of the oneness around you. Dear ones, the mirror spoke is the Gaia spoke. For oneness must contain an awareness of nature. We have said this before, it may surprise you to know that even the rocks of this planet have life. There is multidimensional life of some kind everywhere. And I'll tell you, as you walk the sand on the beach, every single pebble knows your name. It's that profound. If you're carrying compassionate energy, the earth responds. It does. The animals respond. They do. When you pass certain places, sometimes the children will respond as well. And the reason for all of this is because the things that are most spectacular and the majesty that is the greatest on the planet, the one that turns heads, is the old soul who becomes a master and walks with a compassionate bubble. And then simply goes back to work or goes back to their family. Not as a speaker or an author, but as a regular human being in love with the earth. And that, dear ones, is mastery. This is the teaching and always has been and always will be of every human from Kryon. And that will then spread from human to human. And I am telling you something right now that futurists will look back on and nod. There is a revolution coming of compassion. There is evolution coming of compassion. And the way it will be seen at first is different from what it will become. At first, it will be seen as unusual, and later, it will become human nature. This is what we teach and what we have seen happening on this planet. And again, we admonish you with this. Two steps forward, one step back is the way of progress. If you're knocked backwards, get up and move forwards, knowing that you have the light. The one who knocked you back doesn't. This is critical for you to understand how progress and evolution of consciousness will look. I have seen it before, and I'm going to see it again right here. Go from this place changed differently than you came in. And so it is.